Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The calendar may say winter, but the weather is warm and inviting. Get some reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, especially if you're planning on coming to the garden on any weekend for the Lunar New Year celebration. It happens every Saturday and Sunday in February. Check the website for more information. A great way to start a visit to the garden is a stop at the koi pond tucked back in the Japanese garden. The lovely pink autumn-blooming camellia across the path from the pond that's been blooming for weeks now is lovely and still heavy with buds, as is the beautiful red azalea right across at the edge of the pond. What's newly blooming here is the star magnolia. These lovely creamy white flowers have many narrow petals, which make a stunning display in the late winter before the leaves unfurl. A slow-growing deciduous plant, the star magnolia can be grown as a large shrub or pruned into a small multi-trunk tree. It tops out at about 15 to 20 feet and about 15 feet wide. It's an excellent specimen for a small garden area. Something you can find naturalizing throughout the garden are stands of narcissus. There are two areas around the amphitheater meadow that are a sea of narcissus. These are all snowy white flowers of the paper white variety of narcissus that have a very pungent scent. There are many small stands of narcissus or daffodils around the garden that are a lovely variety of yellow and orange color with a much sweeter scent. These are the Tizeta type of narcissus, one of which is called Chinese sacred lilies as it blooms during the Lunar New Year celebration. There is also a newly planted bulb garden in the amphitheater meadow that has a wonderful pattern of low-growing yellow, cream, and white hoop petticoat daffodils and other areas of taller Tizeta daffodils. What's the difference between narcissus and daffodil, you may ask? Well, nothing, as all daffodils are members of the narcissus genus, which is part of the amaryllis plant family, which, by the way, is a very big plant family with about 1,600 species. Something else to see in the meadow are the lovely Japanese flowering cherry trees. These beautiful pink flowering trees are also known as bellflower cherry trees and are native to Japan, Taiwan, parts of China and Vietnam. However, they are considered an invasive species in the Northland area of New Zealand, and it is illegal to distribute or propagate these trees or to distribute soil or gravel that may contain the seeds or parts of the plant. If you wander back up through the cactus collection, you can see the beautiful yellow sunburst-type flowers of the tongue plant, a great ground cover with hardy spreading habit and fall blooming habit. Then take to the paved path to the intersection of paths at the greenhouse. You'll see the lovely pearl acacia is blooming. A fast-growing native from Australia, they've naturalized in many areas of the world. The tiny, vibrant yellow pom-pom blooms will continue to attract attention for about 2 months, but the gray-green foliage will be lovely the year around. As you walk along the walkway below the greenhouse, there are many plants worth notice, including the hedgehog agave. The swirl in the top is a sign that a flower spike will emerge soon. Farther on is an echeveria hybrid known as chenille plant. These fiery red flowers and plushy-looking plump leaves stay fairly low-growing and give a little spot of color for a very long time. Take a look at the big clump of cattail aloe. These dramatic flower spikes will feed the bees for the next couple of months as the individual buds bloom out along the spike. Also along the path, see the yellow pyramid of tiny flowers on the black tree aeonium, and also the tall, tightly blooded spires on the aloe aculeata. Below the roadway, make sure to take a look at the red mountain aloe. We looked at this aloe a couple of weeks ago, but the flower spikes on these plants have suddenly become a vibrant red-orange that you just cannot ignore. This is the season for the aloes to bloom, and these red mountain aloes are stunning. If you walk out of the aloe collection through the rosemary hedge, which, by the way, is now classified as a salvia, it's completely blue with bloom and also full of bees pollinating the little salvia blooms. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.